Shall we
this
do
it? Oh, is yeah. how we brew it.
On 95BFM Breakfast, thanks to 830 Coffee Roasters.
Yeah, nice one.
Sorry. Finish that thought.
I was going to say, shall we do this is how we brew it?
Yeah.
I think the answer to that question was yes.
I was so ready. We've got Charlie in the studio. How's it going, Charlie?
Hello, everyone.
How was your weekend?
Yeah, really good. Thank you.
Yeah, good.
How was yours?
That's good to hear. It was good. It was busy. I feel like everyone had a busy weekend. Mm. Lots of social engagements.
Yeah.
Some sore heads around the place, perhaps.
100%.
Not looking at anyone in particular, Charlie. But we're talking about coffee, which is sort of maybe the remedy for a lot of people.
I work in the industry, I think.
Yes, for sure. You want to talk about, we've got a blend that we'll get into, but you were keen to talk a little bit about coffee competitions today.
Mm. Yeah, so it's competition season in the industry at the moment.
Crazy.
Yeah, for people outside the industry, it's kind of funny because they don't realize kind of how competitive it can be.
Mm. Yeah.
But I guess on the world stage, there's like over 50 countries that all compete every year to find the best barista, cup taster, brewer, and latte art champ. But they start in those countries. So next weekend is the New Zealand cup tasters and brewers champ.
Right.
Ooh. And that winner obviously goes onto the world stage and then they battle it out to get the best in the world. So
You got any 830 people going up?
Yeah, so...
Are you competing?
I'm not. Oh. No, I mean, it took me long enough to get on the radio, so I think baby steps for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we've got YJ, who is our trainer. Mm-hmm. He's competing in the cup tasters.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And Agnes, who you'll remember.
Oh, love it.
She's competing in the brewers. So
cool.
I caught up with her last week and saw her routine, and yeah, it looks real good.
Awesome.
Awesome.
It's a whole world, the competition, like... sector of coffee, and I guess a lot of people won't know lots about it. So when you talk about a cup tasters, like run us through that, because it's a funny one of like one of these things is not like the other sort of
Go 100%. Through a line,
but it all just tastes like coffee, to be honest.
Yeah, it's pretty tricky unless you kind of develop the kind of sensory skills. So coffee's kind of like wine, there's lots of flavors present and you look for kind of defects in the crop when you're cupping and stuff. So cupping's like a big skill in the industry, and
it's
being
crazy.
Able to tell stuff apart, like that's super important. But I guess what happens in these competitions is they have 8 sets of 3 cups, and with the 3 cups, 2 are the same, 1's different. They have to pick out the odd one, and they have to do it against the clock. So if 2 people get 8 right, the one with the quickest time will be the winner. So it's also about speed too.
Okay, speed and accuracy.
Mm.
Yeah. That's, okay. So you have to have like a really good sense of smell and taste for this.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
And I guess you also, when you're tasting coffee all the time like that, you learn to associate different flavor profiles with different regions and areas and stuff, do you? Or?
Yeah, so that's kind of how it comes into it. So... what makes coffee taste different is kind of the terroir of the land, which is similar to wine, like the soil and stuff that's present there, and that varies from country to country. You've also got kind of the climate and the altitude, and then you've also got the variety as well. So these things all make stuff taste very different, and different countries have different climates, different varieties grow better there. And you kind of, after being in the industry a while, you can taste a coffee and pretty much say, oh, that's probably from there.
Wow.
You can be pretty confident.
I can imagine the latte art competitions getting pretty heated.
Yeah.
We have our own sense of competitive vibe going on at the BFM office with our latte art.
Yes.
I mean, listen, I had my barista time. I can do like a little tulip. I can do a little stack. On a good day, I can do a Rosetta. I'm still working on that despite it being literally my name. And then when I was a barista, I could do a real wonky sort of like... messed up looking swan, like
the swans
have seen better days than when they're in the coffee that I've made.
Munted swans.
But people get pretty hundies with the stuff that they're doing. I feel like I've seen photos of like unicorns and stuff that people are doing at the latte art.
Yeah, the latte art's crazy, and it's the only one that's like a bit of a flex, really.
Yeah,
it is. And every year it just gets better and better. The stuff that they do at the champs now. If you watch the world champs, it's just like unbelievable what they can make.
Amazing. So is it generally like you have the sort of standard designs that people will do, and then there's like a freestyle category or something?
Yeah. You pretty much, you've got to design your own, I think, at the world champs. There's like a stage where you have to do like a, it's called like a free pour. But yeah, at the start,
that's what I'm going to start calling mine when they look really bad. It's just a free pour. It's you wouldn't get it. It's my own, you know, creative license.
Sexy abstract.
Yeah.
But it gets kind of judged at the start on kind of like symmetry and contrast and color and texture.
Okay. So the ones coming up in Aotearoa are the cup tasters and the brewing one?
Yeah. So there'll be four here this year.
Yeah.
Brewers has just made a comeback after about 8 years, so that's super exciting. But the first two that are kicking it off next weekend at the Tuesday Club are the...
Oh, cool. Yeah. We love the Tuesday Club.
It's free to the public, so come down and have a look if you're interested. Yeah, there'll be heaps of stuff going on. And we're sponsoring the cup tasters on the Sunday, so we'll be doing a little coffee tasting as well. But I'll talk a bit more about that next week.
Cool.
But yeah, next weekend, Tuesday Club, come down, cup tasters and Brewers Cup.
Awesome. So wait, what does the Brewers one involve? Like,
you just make a pour over? Yeah, so Brewers is like making pour over. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's the one Agnes is doing. And that's, you kind of, you come up, you source your own coffee, and then you have a story that you want to tell. It's a bit of a presentation while you're brewing. And then they'll mark you on the technical aspects of how well you brew, but the flavor of the coffee, how well you kind of presented. And then you go through to a compulsory where they give you a random coffee. And you've got to make up a recipe within like half an hour.
Oh my god.
And then everyone has the same coffee. It's all going to taste different because it's all got different recipes. And
It's quite MasterChef-esque.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah. She's brewed as a pour over on air before.
I feel
like she's actually gonna do pretty good.
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah, that was a good coffee.
Yeah. In my expert opinion.
In our expert opinion. I mean, the glory of 830's range is you have got those more kind of niche beans available if you do wanna get into like the world of tasting nuances in coffee. And you've also got good old blends for just people who need to get out of bed and get some caffeine in them.
We've
got the classic blend this week, which is actually one of my favorites. Just like a super kind of approachable espresso, just chocolatey and dark, and goes amazing with milk or black. And that's three different components, so Colombia, Papua New Guinea and Brazil.
Awesome.
Tasting notes of dark chocolate, toffee and tangerine.
Delicious.
Is pretty much everything I'd like out of a cup of coffee.
Yeah, it's a banger for sure.
And it means we're going to have really awesome music this week as well.
It does.
Thank you.
That's what a trio.
If anyone wants to win a bag of the 830 Classic Blend, I've got it right here.
Give it a shake.
Oh, it's got a good shake.
It's got a good shake today. This isn't a stitch up.
Yeah, if you want to win this, it could be yours. All you have to do is tuku pātui mai, send us a text. Rima toru iwa rima, 5395 is the number. With your name, your B card number, and 830. 830 is one word with one T in the middle. We're going to draw a winner on Friday, so if that feels really far away for you to get some beautiful coffee in ya, then head over to 830's website, 830.com. And use the code 95BFM to get 10% off your order of beans. You might pick up a blend. You might pick up a single origin and start your training regiment for cup tasters in the future. You can do it, dear listener. I believe in you. Charlie believes in you.
Yeah.
Too good.
And, of course, get down to the Tuesday Club. What day next week is it?
So we'll be there on the Sunday.
Sunday.
Cool. And then Brewers Cup's on the Friday, Saturday.
Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome.
Exciting. Oh, very good. Well, yes, we've got beans from Colombia, Papua New Guinea and Brazil in this one. So I thought we'd start in Brazil with a bit of Azimuth Brazilian funk. This is Zingo version 2. Thanks so much, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, 830. We'll be right back.
was
This Is How We Brew It
on 95BFM Breakfast, thanks to 8:30 Coffee Roasters.
Yeah, it was.